Hello there, you're listening to Rock and Roll Recipe Radio. This is your host, Liz. And today I have my friend Scott with me, who is better known as the Shameless Carnivore. Say hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be here, Liz. Thanks for having me in your kitchen.
Glad to have you. So Scott's here with some fantastic meat to share with us, something a little out of the ordinary. Why don't you tell us what you brought over to my house?
Oh, today we're going to be eating some buffalo meat, also known as American bison, which was almost hunted entirely into extinction, but now because of really wonderful agricultural practices and a resurgence of interest in buffalo meat, there's some really wonderful providers out there. And buffalo's great because it has a really deep, robust, beefy flavor, but it has a lot less fat, saturated fat particularly, and it's filled with all sorts of really wonderful nutrients and things that are good for you that makes it a lot better than beef.
That's what I've heard.
It's also really, really tasty. So the plan, which might change, but as for now, we have a couple of medallions of buffalo, which are from the tenderloin section, which is your basic filet mignon of the animal.
Where is the tenderloin on the animal?
The tenderloin on a cow, now a buffalo is going to be a very similar animal, but so it's comparable to a cow, but the tenderloin runs kind of close to the back. It's obviously it's the most tender cut, hence the name. And so it runs from kind of the rear of the animal towards the... It runs from the rear of the animal towards the short loin and through the rib section. So that's why when you get a porterhouse steak, the wonderful thing about a porterhouse is that it's two steaks in one. You get a section, a strip on one side, which is your classic New York or Kansas City strip, or also a Delmonico steak. It's got a lot of different names, but your classic strip steak. And on the other side, you have a little section of tenderloin or filet.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the filet mignon, that's the classic round section of steak that's very, very, very soft, almost mushy,
right. Actually.
And a lot of steak aficionados don't particularly care for that kind of mushy texture. They prefer the strip because it has a coarser grain.
Gotcha. You guys may be wondering why Scott knows so damn much about meat. And it is because he just released a book called The Shameless Carnivore.
A manifesto for meat lovers.
Yes, and it's available through...
Broadway Books,
but you can find it in pretty much any major bookstore, many small bookstores as well.
Yeah, it's in fine bookstores everywhere.
Excellent. All right, well, Scott and I are going to get started figuring out what we're doing with this fine bison here. I also have some potatoes that I've cut up. It's a variety of new potatoes and I think Yukon gold potatoes and some purple ones. I don't know what they're called.
But I think they're called purple potatoes.
That's a good name for them, then.
Yeah.
I've got those in the oven with some olive oil, salt, pepper, chili powder, and thyme. So while those are cooking up, we're going to take this thyme.
Thyme.
I tried to make a thyme joke, but kind of failed. And play you some music.
You're here.
What better way to start off our buffalo show with some Buffalo Tom? That was Buffalo Tom with Treehouse. And speaking of buffalo, Scott is ready to pound the meat.
Oh, you look so good. I'm just going to pound you.
He bought a new toy today.
It's a meat mallet, and it's basically just a large, flat, heavy object with a handle. If I wanted to bludgeon somebody to death, this would be a very good way to do it.
So it's a multi-purpose tool, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Good thing to have around the house.
Well, people are made out of meat, so you could pound them too, I guess, if you wanted to. If you were so inclined. I'd prefer to work with our raw buffalo here.
I prefer you do too. All right, well, let's get some audio on you pounding this meat over here. Hopefully, listeners, you can hear the pounding going on in the background.
Yeah, actually, you have to pound gently. Really.
It's like making love.
It really is. It's like making sweet love to a buffalo, I have very little experience with.
Well, let's not dwell on that thought for too long. So while Scott is pounding the buffalo, I am trying to figure out how to make artichokes. I want to steam artichokes. I thought it'd be a good simple vegetable to go with a very meaty dinner. And I don't actually own a vegetable steamer or a steaming basket, so we may have to just wing it and hope we don't get soggy artichokes. So I'm gonna get going on that. Scott's gonna keep pounding the meat.
We're pounding the meat for carpaccio, by the way. I don't know if we mentioned this.
Oh yes, that's what we've decided to do with the first round of bison.
That's right. Well, we have this tenderloin here, and it's a really wonderful and obviously tender cut of the cow, but it's not a cow, it's a bison. And it's wonderful, wonderful for carpaccio more so than any other cut of the animal because it is so tender and you can and should eat it raw. So you pound it flat, you add a little olive oil and some lemon juice. We have some baby arugula here. It's going to make a really wonderful, delicate, meaty salad.
So we're eating raw bison.
Raw bison, that's
this
right.
This is exciting, guys. All right, well, stay tuned. We're going to play some more music. And when we come back, hopefully I'll figure out the artichoke situation and we'll have some bison carpaccio.
Something about the way you carried your drink out to your car. Now I
That was some music from Dash Rip Rock, a New Orleans band that Scott introduced to me. That is his hometown, so representing.
Representing. Those guys, they dash, they rip, and they also rock. So trying to introduce them to the masses. They put on a hell of a show if you're ever down in Louisiana.
Right on. So that noise you might hear in the background is
what?
Is my solution to the artichoke problem.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's a lot of noise in the background.
So I don't have a steaming basket, but I do have some ceramic ramekins. So I put the artichokes inside the ramekins and put the ramekins inside the boiling water. And that is the sound of ramekins rattling around inside a pot of boiling water.
Ramekins rattling around. That's a nice alliteration, Liz.
Thanks.
Well done.
We'll see if it works. So what's going on with our carpaccio?
All right, so we pounded, I sliced it as thin as I could, which is difficult because it's very kind of mealy tenderloin, but I sliced it into about eighth to a quarter inch slices of the tenderloin steaks, and then I put them between two sheets of plastic wrap with a little bit of water because you don't want them to stick, and then took my big old heavy bludgeoning object and very carefully just kind of work them out until they're very, 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 very thin. And just two of these small little slices will take up almost an entire plate. So what we're going to do after that, we're going to dress it with some olive oil, a little bit of lemon, throw some baby arugula on top, and that's a really delicate, lovely, beefy salad.
All right. Well, we're going to enjoy our salad, our meat salad. And when we come back, hopefully the artichokes will be done rattling. And we'll move on to the next course of bison.
Sounds good.
I will play you some more music in the meantime. Here's some music from a Brooklyn band called Appomattox here on Rock and Roll Recipe Radio.
Inside, you decide when to be there. I don't mind keeping there inside.
That was some music from friends of ours called Harris.
Yeah, really, Harris.
Really great band out of Boston. And you can now hear in the background, hopefully, that the sound of the rattling artichokes has been replaced by the sound of the sizzling bison steaks.
Oh, this is a ribeye, by the way, a second cut for tonight. Generously donated by my neighbor Tom. Tom, wherever you are, thank you. God bless you.
Explain to me how it is that your neighbor just randomly donated a buffalo steak to you.
Serendipity, Liz, serendipity. It was all luck and a wonderful confluence of just really beautiful circumstances. I was walking home, and we got to talking. He had his dog out, and he was, letting Molly get some air. And he's like, hey, Scott, knowing that I write about meat for a living, he said, you ever have buffalo? And I said, as a matter of fact, I'm having buffalo tonight. He's like, oh, well, I got this, someone told me that buffalo is really good, so I got these buffalo steaks. I ordered a whole box of them. So you want a couple steaks? A couple of buffalo ribeyes? This is like someone walking up to me offering me free money. It's just ridiculous.
What are the odds? This is what you had to look forward to in your life as a known meat writer.
This is true, although, to tell you the truth, most people don't... They give me gifts, but they're meat-related gifts, and they're not actual meat.
Like the bacon Band-Aids?
I get bacon Band-Aids, bacon toothpicks, bacon breath mints, believe it or not, whoever came up with that. I have a whole bacon shower... a whole meat shower set, so I have the T-Bone / USDA certification stamp shower curtain.
Nice.
And a steak bath mat. which is great.
I look forward to seeing that sometime.
Are you saying you want to shower with me?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm saying I like to see your bathroom decor. That's as far as it's going.
You keep telling yourself that.
Let's change the subject to... you were telling me a minute ago about how we were discussing the health benefits of bison, how it's a lean meat, a little bit better for you than your average beef steak.
This is true.
However,
we're sautéing it in a pan with just a shit ton of butter. Can I say shit ton?
Yeah, it's the internet.
It's the internet. All right. Yeah, shit ton of butter. really got a kind of counter effect. We're going to take this off the fire right now.
Oh, some bright orange flames just leapt out of my stove.
Oh, yeah. They'll do that. You got to pay attention.
Oh, man.
By the way, we're going to take this nice little piece off. If we can wrangle them. I'm going to let them sit there. The ribeye is one of the fattiest of steaks, and that's how they judge the USDA when they're grading the carcass of a cow to find out whether it's prime or choice or select or standard or whatever. They judge it from the ribeye steak, from the quality of marbling, which is the intramuscular fat. I prefer the strip, again, and a lot of steak enthusiasts do, or sirloin, which is even leaner than either of those cuts. But a buffalo ribeye, even though it's a fattier cut of the animal, is still going to be very lean. So the added fats of the butter really help.
I have to tell you that I'm sweating right now from all the hot, meaty air in the room.
Yeah.
And all the steam from the artichoke, I suppose. So our artichokes, I suddenly noticed that it stopped rattling. That's because all the water in the pan had evaporated. So hopefully I haven't totally burnt and destroyed the inside of my cookware, but... We'll find out shortly how the artichokes taste if we heated them up enough. And we're going to eat our third round of steak, because while you were listening to those songs there, we also fried up the last bits of the other cut of...
This is a tenderloin. Yeah.
And we cooked it up with some butter.
sautéed it really simply in some butter, generous helping of kosher salt.
Oh, and a friend of ours brought back some spices from Africa, from Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
So we served it up with some Tanzanian spices and those potatoes that I had in the oven, which were really delicious.
It was our African meat and potatoes moment. It was very delicious.
Yeah. All right, while we get ready for our third course of bison, we'll play you some more music. Stay tuned.
Oh, Mohave, consigame desta cirugá. Oh, Mohave, tracking Joshua's and geographic calls.
There from Deer Hunter, and before that, new music from Ruby Sons. Scott, I thought Deer Hunter would be appropriate, given that you've had some experience in various meat hunting.
Various meat hunting? I've been squirrel hunting. I've never been deer hunting. Ooh, I cut myself.
Uh-oh.
That was a broken dish in your sink. But, you know, such is the price to pay for such a fabulous meal, and it was good.
It was really good. While you were listening to those songs, we ate our delicious steaks, and artichokes turned out okay, too.
Yeah, the artichokes did well, you know, despite the MacGyvering.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes you just have to improvise in the kitchen and Just get her done.
So we have three courses of delicious buffalo based dishes. Do you want to recap for everybody?
Yeah, sure. Well, we started with the buffalo carpaccio, which we pounded flat and added a little kosher salt, a little bit of pepper, olive oil, extra virgin olive oil, and lemon juice, and threw some arugula on top of that, so it's a nice, delicate kind of meaty salad. And then we had some of the thinly sliced buffalo tenderloin left over. So what I decided to do with that was just as kind of an intermezzo course, and just saute those up real quick because they're very, very lean. Just literally right into the pan, sizzle, sizzle, right out. And we ate those with some of Liz's potatoes. Liz, potatoes.
Yep. They turned out quite well, very easy to make.
They were also purple.
They were.
And then for the main course, we had those steamed artichokes. Steamed and very noisy artichokes, I have to say. And the buffalo ribeye, which we just did with a generous helping of kosher salt, a little ground black pepper in the pan with a shit ton, which I know I can say now, of butter. And cooked it on the rare side, which is really important if you're cooking buffalo, by the way, or any other very lean kind of game, because it's not going to have all that fat to compensate, and if you overcook it, then it's going to be very tough and chewy, which nobody really likes. So it was a medium rare to rare buffalo ribeye, which we split and ate the artichokes. What did we have the artichokes with? There was a dip there.
A little Dijon mustard and balsamic vinaigrette.
That was yummy.
It was very good. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for listening to Scott, the Shameless Carnivore, and myself, Liz, Rock and Roll Recipe Radio. Hopefully you are eating something delicious at home and enjoying the music. And we're going to leave you with one last song. This is an original song in the key of meat.
This is a song in the key of meat, that's correct.
By Scott himself. And what is the song called?
The song is a tribute to one of my culinary / gustatory challenges that I undertake in the book. I try to eat 31 different animals in the span of a month. So this song is a tribute, with apologies to Bob Dylan, to that experience. It's called 31 Animals in 31 Days.
All right, well, check it out, and you should also check out shamelesscarnivore.com, right?
Yes, it is.
Check that out. There's a link here right on Home Sweet Home Wrecker, and there's a video that you created for that song, which is hilarious. So
thank you.
Check it out, and thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with more cooking here on Rock and Roll Recipe Radio.
Fixing up the chicken, asking where your friends is. All the little guinea hens, quack, quack, out back, playing in the pig pen. Duck, duck, goose with the pheasant and the pigeons. Look out, pig, you know what she is. Bacon and sausage, country ham and cracklins. Goat rode the caribou, asking about the thing to do. Llamas by your mamas, we're gonna be at barbecue. White tail, snail, quail, antelope, roast for two. Carry up a boar, this is more than just me and you. Look out, kid, you know what we'll do. Stick you on a spit before you ever see the petting zoo. 31 animals in 31 days. You cook them up a thousand ways. It's amazing. The cow says, how you gonna put me on a plate? Chuck roast, prime rib, brisket, or a strip steak. Frog's got nothing on the mutton, elk's great. But stay away from guinea pig when you're on a first date. But look out, friend, are you vegetarian? I love you, but I can't share what I just ate. 31 animals in 31 days, you cook them up a thousand. 31 animals in 31 days, you cook them up a thousand. 31 animals in 31 days, you cook them up a thousand ways. It's amazing. I'm sorry.